let's focus on South East London, shall we? Charlton are now looking for the eighth manager in less than 3 years since Roland de Châtelet took over the club. Russell Slade sacked last night. The club stated they have an ambition to return to the Championship. They're 6 points off the playoffs after... what a third of the season that's now gone. A large section of the fan base continues to call for the owner to sell up and have greeted this latest development, I suppose, with a degree of stoicism would be the word. Jamie Reid went to speak to Rick Everett, who's from the Coalition Against Roland de Châtelet.
I think it was utterly predictable that Roland de Châtelet would sack Russell Slade, but I have to say I'm a little bit surprised about the timing, just coming out of a decent run of games. They had a poor result on Saturday against Swindon, but they were really in trouble in that game because of the players away on international duty and injury. Didn't have any wingers. I mean, it was a very poor performance, but even so, I mean, it does give the impression that he's been sacked off the back of one game, which when he's only been at the club for 16 matches is a bit ludicrous. I suspect that Roland de Châtelet was never reconciled to Russell Slade being the manager in the first place. I think that the changes that took place and the bringing in of a British manager were not something that really appealed to him. I think he was very much about his model of continental players and continental managers. But that having failed so disastrously, I think he was persuaded to try something else, and perhaps he will be again. But I don't think that he was ever an enthusiast for Slade, and I think he's just taken the opportunity to get rid of him.
So what happens now, Rick? Where can you see the club going from here?
Well, I think the problem is that they've been trying to sell a narrative that things have changed at Charlton over the summer and that now we're going to have a proper setup with proper coaching, proper scouting, and behave like a reasonable football club. But 16 games in, that narrative has been destroyed again. So the people telling that story, the chief executive, Catherine Mera in particular, has been going around telling it to as many people as will listen, you know, they're utterly undermined. I mean, nobody can really take seriously anything that they have to say about the new person coming in, because the inevitability is that Roland de Châtelet will sack whoever it is sooner rather than later. So, I mean, the chances of the next manager lasting until the end of the season must be pretty slim, I would think.
So I'm hearing from you that you're saying the chief executive's being undermined. Is there a bit of a division between her and the owner then?
I can't believe that she's happy with... I mean, she's given quotes within the last 3 weeks in which she said that it's a very stable club now and the great work that Russell Slade's doing and he's the man for the future. And suddenly, after one defeat, he's no longer there. That undermines her, doesn't it? Now, if he's not doing it, she's doing it to herself. I don't personally think that she's competent to be chief executive, but I'm not sure that she's in control of this situation.
Now, you've mentioned about Card and what you guys have been doing. Just explain some of the latest initiatives.
Yeah, we've had a huge success this week, to be honest. Going over to Belgium, we had a dozen Card members have gone over with a branded up London taxi, which is going to be calling Taxi for Roland. It's got some of the items that we've chucked on the pitch over the course of the last year along the side of it, and a big Roland out logo. And that's been very successful. It's been to St. Trudens, which is where he's got his Belgian football club and where he seems to be based a lot of the time. It's been to Brussels, to the seat of government and the European Parliament, because he's interested in politics and has been involved in politics. And it's been to his Melexis factory in Ypres and talked to some of his employees there. But the great thing is we've had huge media coverage in Belgium, including in Limburg, in the Limburg region, which is where he's based, which will have embarrassed him and annoyed him.
You've mentioned about all these good things going on, Rick. Is it working, what you're doing?
I think it's putting pressure on the people that we can get to. I mean, if we can't get to de Châtelet, we will put as much pressure on Catherine Mera as possible, because it's clear that he relies on her and that she is not really capable of being a chief executive. She doesn't have the experience or the background that would suggest she is capable of being a chief executive of an English football club. I think we're getting to them. Whether we're getting to them to the point where de Châtelet sells the club, which is what we want him to do. I mean, interestingly, there's a quote from him in the Belgian newspaper saying that he'll decide who he sells the club to. Well, that's quite interesting, because we've never told him who he should sell the club to. I mean, there are people around who certainly we'd like to see having an influence on the future of the club, but we accept it's up to him who he sells it to. What we want is for him to get out, because we don't think there could be anybody worse out there than him.
Roland de Châtelet, it can't be any worse than him, is what Rick Everett says from the campaign against Roland de Châtelet in regards to Charlton. We have contacted the club, Charlton Athletic, today and spoken to them. We have actually posted with them a list of questions and concerns that we would like them to answer for us on BBC Radio London 94.9. They have been taken and are now being considered, I understand, and we will obviously maintain this story and push this story forward at the earliest opportunity. But we are on top of it as much as we can be here at BBC Radio London 94.9, and we have actually spoken to the club today, and it is now concerns and questions are now with them that we would like answered from a journalistic point of view. Steve Brown, obviously former club of yours, it's still very, very close to your heart. You were part of the side that got the club into the Premier League, kept the club in the Premier League at the time when, prior to that, when some of the campaigning that was required to get the club, not just back into the Premier League, but back to the Valley. We have talked about this a lot, Steve, this latest development. Russell Slade, 16 games. There were mitigating circumstances for the performance of the weekend. There have been signs during those 16 games. They kept Scunthorpe United to a clean sheet. They blocked them out in an away game at Scunthorpe that I was at, and I thought they were well organised and structured on that particular occasion. There were some positive results. But 16 games is not long enough. But what is going on here? And the question we always ask is, what is Roland de Châtelet's game plan? What's his motive? Why is he even involved with a club that he doesn't seem that interested in?
Well, he's never ever answered that, and that was a question posed almost immediately after he came to the football club. Once Chrissy Powell had left, you know, what's your end game? What have you purchased the club for? That's still not been answered, in my opinion. The bit that perhaps I'd like to pick up on, if it's only 1.5% of your empire, if you're not that bothered about it, why are you hanging on to it? Why are you holding on to it? If it doesn't mean anything to you, it's only 1.5%, then go and speak to somebody about trying to get your money back. The bit that annoys me the most is he's quite right. He bought it. He can sit down and select whoever he chooses. That's not the issue. The issue is that he's had people approach him and not offered any money, but said, please speak with us. He's refused to speak with them. If the club is so insignificant, if it's so small, if it's so petty in terms of his portfolio, then why would you keep running something where you know you're disliked immensely, the crowd's fallen so far that it's reached tipping point where it's not coming back? So when you sit down in the cold light of day, as Roland de Châtelet will when he's back in his house having a nice cup of tea, what is the point? Why at 70 years of age are you doing something that means so little to you, that's so insignificant in your portfolio? Speak to people that want to invest and move the club forward. I don't get it. Never will.
The appointment of the next manager, whoever that may be, obviously names have been thrown into the frame. Nigel Adkins' name has been mentioned. Chris O'Loughlin has been mentioned. You know, not the greatest CV in the world, I think it's fair to say, from a managerial point of view. But part of the stable that Roland de Châtelet has had, and that's possibly why the link has been made. They will come in. No doubt the statement will be, we have faith in this individual, manager X, to take us forward again and deliver what we... And then 16 games in, if they have a bad run of three or four, do they then get sacked? Because there is a pattern starting to develop. If you're appointing your eighth manager, and that doesn't even include the temporary appointment of Damien Matthew, if you're appointing your eighth manager in less than 3 years, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out how long each manager gets.
No, and I think I posted something about it was inevitable because it's in line with all the other managers that have not picked up good results. I'm with Rick on this one. I thought the timing was terrible. You know, it's November. You know, it's not January, it's not February, it's November, and the league is such that it's so tight that with a couple of positive results in 7 days, you're actually closer to the playoffs as you are to the relegation zone. And that surprised me how quickly the trigger's been pulled this time. They've made big moves about, we've listened to the supporters, we've gone English, we've brought your man in, we've backed him with some money. And 16 games in, they've hit the panic button and he's gone. And I feel for Russell Slade. You know, it's a results business as we know, but 16 games is no time at all to press home what you need to in terms of getting the players to lock on and gel together. He had players missing Saturday. That was well documented. It was a poor performance and a really poor result against the side in the relegation zone.
Yeah.
But it's November. You know, are they? I'd be interested to see what happens if you bring a manager in now and he only wins three of the next 10 games. What do you do then? What do you do?
I suppose, interesting factor that people would like to know about is how much of an influence does Roland de Châtelet have on the key decisions that are being made? Because if he says it's not a significant part of his empire and yet he is doing the hiring and firing, but he can't be doing that from a position of knowledge because he doesn't pay that much attention to it.
Yeah.
So where does the responsibility lie? Well, there are so many questions, Steve, and no answers.
We don't know. And that's the communication between the club and supporters and the media is so poor that we can't answer those questions. You know, we've all read the stories about, you know, scouts finding players off computers and, you know, I don't know where to start. All I know is that we've got to a point where, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, it's not returning to the way it was under this ownership. So we all have to suffer until that changes. We can ask as many questions as you like, Phil, and you can chuck so many things at me that I can't answer because I'm not inside the building. You've got to be inside the building working with those guys to be able to answer it. But the fact of the matter is we're in a period that we're not going to be able to change unless the owner changes.
Yeah.
And supporters will have to suffer it. And I said to you just moments ago off air, what do the supporters do if Roland de Châtelet met with three potential investors, put his figure down on the table and said, I'm not selling it unless I get that, and all three went no thanks, and the supporters know that he's spoken to investors,
yeah,
they're not going to invest in the football club, we're stuck with Roland de Châtelet for the foreseeable future. What are we going to do as a football club? What are we going to do as supporters? What do you do?
Although there have been talk and there has been suggestion of potential buyouts that have been proposed and discussions have not been welcomed at this moment in time.